Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 46. Our air date is Thursday, November 13th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie. Happy to be back in the chair. Happy to have my co-host, the beautiful, incomparable...
Butter Peep!
She is here with me again. Has not kicked me out of the house, and I'm pretty happy about that. I'm as equally happy about who we have as our special guest tonight. Justin Judge is joining us. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is fun. We got to know you this summer when we were working with the folks that were trying to put on the Country Roads Music Festival. Got to hear your music and just really became enamored with it. You've got that country roots sound, but a little bit of rock mixed in there. Is that how you would qualify?
Absolutely. I mean, I actually grew up listening to rock and don't know where the country music came from because I actually didn't grow up around it. So I don't know where that came from, but I stuck with it. It likes me and I like it. So,
well, you're certainly doing it and being recognized for it on a national stage, which we're really excited about for you because we're going to see you in a few days. This show's being recorded actually on the 30th of October, or 29th of October, I should say. And we're on our way, you as well. We were talking about our travel plans here just a few seconds ago to the Josie Music Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. You are nominated for Song of the Year and Music Video of the Year. Congratulations.
The whole crew over here is super excited. I say a whole crew. I don't really have a crew that's behind me other than family and friends. And I was driving home and I found out through you guys, you had sent me an email congratulating me. I'm like, I know what they're talking about. But like, I got home, I'm scrolling through my phone, go, oh, my name's on there.
Oh, that's super great. Cool. We're glad we could give you the tip off. I got done playing in a golf tournament, and Quarter Peep sent me a message and said, hey, guess what? So I found out in a similar way.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So the song, Me and My Kind, is the one that's kind of put you forward. How did that whole thing come about? And a really cool video. And obviously, it's up for Video of the Year, but really cool video and great tune. Give us a little bit of the background on all of that.
So I won't say the college, even though if most people look, they'll see it right there. My dad actually worked at the college, and I tell the first line of that song that I wrote was, don't preach to me about how we're family. I just was sitting in my dorm room one day, and I'm like, it's one of those things that just sticks with you, and you're like, I need to write something around that. Well, my dad was going through a thing where the president of this college said, hey, we're not going to privatize as long as we're I kid you not, a week later they privatized. So he knew it. Because saying, we're family, don't worry about that. And that's why I kept getting the line, hey, we're family. So a lot of that's just, I grew up around these people that were affected by it. So it's kind of one of those that wasn't about necessarily me, but what my dad was going through at that time. And, they're my friends too, his coworkers.
Sure.
And, you know, his employees, because he was a supervisor. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, I need to express my feelings on what I think. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. Outside of what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually sat down in a dorm room in about 20 minutes. That song just kind of fell out after I got that line.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And I sat on it for a good 5-6 years, but, you know, it's all right. We made it work.
Yeah. Well, and the video, you told us this summer some interesting stories behind that. Did you work at that bar where that was shot?
That's correct. What I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I grew up probably 2 miles from that bar just north. And, it was always the popular spot. I never really went there. Well, then when I started playing music, that's the first bar I played at. And I was like, you know, if I'm going to shoot a video and I'm going to do this right, I need to do it where I started. Especially with that kind of song, because that's like the community.
Yeah.
So I had worked there right after I graduated college in 2020. And I was like, so I hit up Sid and I'm like, hey, can I shoot a music video here? And she's like, absolutely. Go for it. I'm like, cool. So like the whole way there, I had to work that day. I'm like, I'm driving up. I'm like, hey, nobody's going to show up. I'm going to walk in. It's going to be empty. I put it out on all my Facebook that like I need people there for this. They had to kick people out just to get me and the video guy in because it was so packed. I'm like, that's when it clicked, because I had been pushing Me and My Kind. I'm like, this might resonate with people. Like, people are actually gaining traction with this. And that was super cool when you're like, hey, you can, you know, we know you ate about 2 hours ago. Can you, you know, there are still people outside. So you got the group inside and outside. It was just such a cool experience.
That's, well, that and that's awesome. That's obviously, it was all of your community. It was the folks from around there that knew you and have watched you grow with your music.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's some family, and then there's some that follow me everywhere, and there's people I'm like, I didn't even know you knew who I was. And they're coming up like, we watch everything you do. And I'm like, where'd you come from?
Well, and I think one of the cool things to me is when you watch that video, the number of people that are singing along.
Oh yeah,
so they're invested into what you're doing, and that's,
and so the biggest thing too was I played that song on the road when I play shows all the time. I just never, that wasn't even my first choice in recording. I had a totally different song that I didn't even play on the road. That I was like, I think we should do this, and my producer's like, no, you should try this one. And I'm, you know, obviously sitting here, Dan, like, I'm so glad he said that. So, yeah. So, yeah, the lyrics were there, and a lot of people, like I said, resonated to it. So it was just super cool to see it come into action that day.
Absolutely.
Well, caught our attention, too. So.
Oh, no question. Well, this is one of the reasons that we initially reached out to you, is we saw this on YouTube, which, folks, go check it out. And thought, wow, this, you've got the sound. This is the song.
Right. And it blew me away, because I said, I won't lie to anybody, that I sat there and watched the YouTube studio going, oh, it's at 3,000. It's probably going to stop. It's at 10,000. It's probably going to stop. Hit 50,000. I was like, is it going to stop? I think it's sitting at about 60,000 now.
Yeah. That's awesome.
About even a month out awesome. From release. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And then we got some radio play out of it. It's just been, it's been insane, to say the least.
Well, let's give this one a listen. This is the song that's nominated for both Song of the Year and Music Video of the Year. Justin Judge, Me and My Kind.
In no smoky bar on the outskirts of town, it's filled with the cigarette smoke of a neon chasing crowd. Behind a hard day's work, behind a nice cold beer, guess I do it different around here. Taking it easy, we don't need life to come too fast. And we spend Monday to Friday on our feet, just busting our back. Don't need no big shot suit and tie telling us how it goes, when he hasn't worked a day in my soul. Living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on the Friday night lights. We fall down, but we get back. We don't care about that Wall Street or how it performs, 'cause we got mom and pops running the local stores. And don't preach to me about how we're family. Tell you work a day in these shoes and say, living paycheck to paycheck, baby, getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night light. We fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Hey. We fall down, but we'll be fine. Living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night lights. And we fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Yeah, me and my kind. Oh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Justin Judge's Me and My Kind, that Song of the Year and Music Video of the Year nominees at the Josie Awards, the 11th annual Josie Awards. And if you're listening to this song on the 13th when it comes out, I want you to go back on our list and listen to the November 4th podcast from Vehicle City Sound and find out if he won. We might tell you. But I'll tell you what, that is a classic, good sound. That's one of those that you drive around town with the windows down and the radio up. That's that is a really good tune, Justin.
Guilty. I did that before it came out, like before I released it. I'm like, does it have that approach? So I just roll my windows down. So I had the song a good month and a half before I even released it. So I did. I was like, I'm going to test it out on myself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did that? You really rolled down the window and did your arm hanging up?
I would. I'd drive around town and just jam out to
it. Good for you, man. Good for you. All right. Hey, that's we loved that one. We got some more to talk about, but right now we're going to take a quick break.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code BORDERPETE, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Justin Judge, Josie Award nominee Justin Judge. Looking forward to our trip to Nashville. We're going to get a chance to see you while we're down there. Looking forward to that.
Me too.
Justin, you talked about Me and My Kind, and that was a song that after that first line came to you, 20 minutes, you've got a hit. What does your creative process look like when you're writing a song? Are they all 20-minute hits, or are there some that take a while?
Oh, there's some take a while. There's a song later on that actually took me a few days. I different keys, different words, you know, and even I'll go back to Me and My Kind for a second to explain this. Even that had different words than I originally sang it. And then even when we go into the studio, you know, Keegan, my producer, he'd be like, I think we need to change this to this or change that to that. So, I mean, I don't think the creative process ever ends in a song, but most times it's a day or two. Like, I'll sit down and I'll write like a first verse and a chorus. And then I have to sit there on the second verse and go, well, I already told my story.
Mm-hmm.
What can I continue with that story to get my point across? And it kind of turns into like a puzzle because you have that first verse and the chorus, and they always fit very well. But how do you turn the second verse and the chorus to make that fit well too? She's like, I already wrote that. I'm like, me, I feel like I already wrote everything in the first verse. So it can be a little daunting at times. I've had other ones that I wrote, and they fall from the sky. And I have some. I have notebook upon notebook. That's what I was looking around. Of songs that are finished that I don't think are finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I probably have some from 3-4 years ago that you guys might love or some people might love. And I'm going, I just don't think it's right yet.
It's interesting. I have not heard somebody describe it that way yet. And it's interesting that you look at that. And that does sound like a very daunting task that you feel that you've told your story. And okay, now, but we've got more we've got to do with the song.
Right. And I'm not saying daunting is like a bad way either. Like, that's the fun of it for me is like, sure. I wrote a story. How do I continue the story? It's like the Harry Potter books. How many did you write? You know, book one's like your first verse and chorus. How do you come back for book two and keep them there? You know, and that's a big thing with Me and My Kind that when I wrote it, I love YouTube Studio because I can go in there. I can see, okay, obviously people are relating all the way through because they're listening to the last 3 seconds, you know, where I can go watch covers and say, okay, they're leaving by the first chorus.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So as a writer, now being able to look at that, I go, okay, what can I do to keep people hooked in for that whole second verse, second chorus? What do I have to do to get that bridge to stand out? You know, and that's a big thing. And at the end of the day, I also try not to let statistics and analytics run it though, because that just ruins creativity. And the one thing I do not want to become, and no offense to anybody, is like a textbook writer.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that Quarter Peep and I admire so much about the artist that we're talking to is it's not the song that's manufactured up on the 47th floor of the high-rise tower by the marketing folks who are saying, we need this to relate to 18 to 24 year old women at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. You know, right, this is, you're writing real music.
This happened. Like, you know, it happened to me, maybe not directly, but it happened. And I know it happened to 30 other people.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that thing happens every single day with people.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact, too, that you talked about something that I think is important for anybody in a business, and this is a music business, but you're willing to listen to other people. When you're talking about the producer saying, no, not that song, this song.
Oh, yes.
And willing to make changes as you're recording. I think that kind of flexibility, that fluidity within the music is important as well.
Because my first song that I wanted to release is a song called Damn Good Day that I have not released. Actually, I think I have like an acoustic version that's, I'll say it's not the greatest. And he looked at it, he's like, that's like every bro country song we have out right now. What's going to make you stand out? You know? And I was like, good point, but I still want to release it. He's like, I don't know. And so he's like, send me a few others. And I sent that one. He's like, no, it's that. And, but like you said, it's a business, and it's knowing that at that point in time, he knew a little more about the trends than what I did. And he, you know, that song, not that it's some huge, like, platinum record, but it broke the trends in which even some of the other artists he worked with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's being fluid, like you said, and being able to say, okay, you know what, I might be wrong in this sense, you know?
Well, it's hitting the right notes, too. And, you know, we always say, how good is a song? We'll watch Quarter Peep Dancing. And...
the dancing meter.
When you've got her moving across like she was, you know you've got a good one there.
You know, big thing too that like I want to share with a lot of people, and you know, if there's people looking to become musicians, is just because you write it down on paper, like we changed a lot going into the studio on that song. Whether we want to be radio friendly, so there's some words that were changed to make it a little more radio friendly.
Sure.
So but I spent a good 5 hours in the studio just doing vocals, and it'd be like, hit that note again, try going higher, try going lower. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't just end when it's done on paper.
Yeah.
You know, we changed words. Like I said earlier, we changed words down in the studio.
Yeah.
We changed tempos. It doesn't end the minute you're done writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No question.
It's a constant process. And I bet you, I still play it different every now and again than the actual recording.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, the next one that we've got queued up is Middle of a Song, another one that's got a great video with it, too. This is you've got a knack for mashing those up, which is impressive.
I just have a very good videographer in Geo, because I don't write. I just like him to say, you know what? I don't even know if I want to write a storyline. This is a general idea. Let's roll with it. And he's like, we can make it happen.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. It's a fun one to watch. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on Middle of a Song.
So that is completely and utterly just like, if I could make a perfect, like, relationship, like, meeting somebody type thing come true, that's what it would be. Like, I was foreshadowing my own future. I didn't realize at that point, because I hadn't met Anne at the time, and I was like, man, that would be so cool if that happened. I kid you not, I got done recording it. I'm like, I'm going to be releasing it. I just released it this year. So we had already met at this point.
Okay.
But we were in the middle of recording when I met her. And I tell you, when it happened just like that song, it happened just like that song. Give or take a few different things. And I'm like, what?
Oh, so that's very cool.
So to be honest with you, that was, you know, a lot of people are like, you wrote that about her, didn't you? Well, no, but yes. Because I was like trying to say, you know, if I could come up with a perfect way to meet somebody in a relationship, this is what I'd want.
It's like a premonition.
Yeah, and it was so cool. I never expected it. But that's a song that I sat on for days. I mean, the very room that we're in right now, I had a little desk over there before the baby stuff was put in here. But I sat there until 2 a.m. one morning just playing it over and over and over. I mean, I was from 10 till 2 a.m. Went to work the next day, got home, and was back to it. I'm like, something's got to work.
That is very cool.
It was... That was the one where I kind of got that daunting, because it's like, do I want to try this key, higher, lower, maybe change this chord? And it's like, no, let's try this.
It's a great song.
I love it. I'm going to be honest, and no offense to myself, but it's not quite getting love, as much love. But I don't know. I'll admit, I am terrible when it comes to social media and pushing things. I don't know if I should I pushed Me and My Kind because that was my first song out of Nashville. This one, I was like, you know what? I think I can push it. It seems like there's momentum. Well, I don't think I pushed it enough, but
it's still up there, folks. You got to watch it. It's a great video.
Let's give this some push, and we'll see what we can do to get behind the social media on this as well. But this is the Premonition song, Me and My Kind. I'm sorry.
Middle of the song.
We'll edit that. Actually, we'll stop that and we'll try it again. I was trying to be really crafty with that because there's, for whatever reason on this, on the recording on this, Justin, there's about 11 seconds of air before the song actually starts playing. And so I hit that anticipating where I was going to come in with everything. We're trying to get through. So what we'll do now, I'm just going to restart this. We'll edit all this out, but I'm going to restart this just knowing that there's the few seconds here ahead of it. And I'll go ahead and do the intro and I'll get the name of the song right this time too.
No worries here. I promise. I'm easy going.
Well, let's give this one a listen now. This is Middle of a Song from Justin Judge.
I saw your blue eyes looking at me. Probably didn't think that I was here. But darling, you were wrong. Came up just to give me your number. I couldn't help but wonder what was going on. Girls like you don't sing sad songs. Girls like you don't come here alone. So let me spin you all across this day. Across this dance floor, while the music plays soft and low, as we danced under the
absolutely beautiful song. Middle of a song. Justin, that's a really, really special song.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's absolutely special. And actually, I was playing at a show one time, well before it was released, and someone's like, I think someone would pick that song up, like a bigger act, and they could run with that if they really wanted. And I was like, I don't know if I could ever get rid of it, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, let you run with it.
Right. It's...
I think this is a perfect summer wedding song. Yeah. That's what I picture.
Yeah.
I did have, so there was a slight, when I first started pushing it, there was a little bit of a trend that started of people just posting, like, their stories. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever, because I get on and go through the, you know, click on the sound and be like, oh, that's kind of a neat story. And, you know, yeah, and someone word, I had like two or three couples that used it as a wedding song. I'm like, I'll say this to my against myself, but as like a nobody, I was like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, no question. No question. And a quarter people, I was thinking the same thing. What a great song that would be for a wedding song.
Oh, just beautiful. Wow. Yeah. And that was one that took, you said, a couple of days to write?
Yeah, that took a couple of days. Oh, yeah. I changed a lot of things when I wrote that one. I tucked myself in this very room and just quite literally tucked myself in here. But my favorite part about like the whole middle of a song thing, and like I say, where it relates to me and Anne so well, is she sings. She's a musician. She doesn't necessarily... Her bass is sitting right over here, although she's still learning. But to me, that was like, we quite literally fell in love in the middle of a song. Like, that was so cool to me, because whether it's an actual song or the figure of speech of like being musically inclined, quote unquote, together, it's like, yeah, it's just such a beautiful thing to me.
Well, she's learning to play. Do you think there will be a time she'll be joining you on stage?
She joins me every time I make her get up and sing. She has a better voice than me. So, I'll say it. And she's going to go back and watch this and probably comment, no, I don't, but yes, she does.
Is she going to be with you? So now this show's coming out November 13th, a couple weeks shy of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend. We talked a little bit about this before the mic started live here. November 29th in the Muskegon area. And Quarter Peep, help me out again. What's the bar?
I believe it's the Dirty Dog.
Dirty Dog. Yeah. Justin is going to be joining on stage with another VCS alum, Chad Flores, and we're going to be out there. We're looking forward to that. Is she going to be joining you that night?
I'll make her.
All right.
I don't want to sing tonight. I'll be like, but the people want to hear you. So,
there's two of us right here. We've got to back up the whole voice thing now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll make sure she gets up there. I try even... Some of my bigger shows that I've done, I've always been like, hey, you got to get up there and do it. I don't care whether you're nervous, scared, just don't want to do it. You're a part of it now, you know.
Oh, that's terrific. How much fun is that? I mean, you know, having the person you love up there with you doing that, that's fantastic.
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, it's kind of what I've always dreamed of, I guess, when it came to the relationship side of things, is having that in common makes it so much more fun. And traveling can be, we do a lot of traveling, whether it be down to Tennessee. I've been down 7-8 times in the last year and a half, or even just around the States. I mean, I played Toledo this year. And so by having someone along my side like her that is going to, she comes to every show, you know, she tries her hardest and half the time, don't know how she does it, but she'll be tearing down everything. And she'll have it almost to the truck by the time I get done talking to the owner, which is like a 10-minute thing. And I'm like, man,
she's a rock star.
She is.
I can relate. I've got the same situation here, buddy.
But it's just definitely nice, you know.
So listen, fans that are hearing you tonight, they've heard these two songs that we played. They want to hear more. Where do folks find you, Justin?
Justin Judge Music on Facebook is usually where I put everything. Justin Judge on YouTube. That's usually, Facebook is my main thing. I don't really do the Instagram. TikTok I do, but not a lot.
Super. Well, we'll have folks looking for you there. Hopefully, folks, if you're on the west side of the state, you're in Muskegon around Thanksgiving time, this will be a show. You've heard what Justin can do, and we know Chad is just a madman, and we got that big stadium sound from both of these guys. We'll be looking for you there. Not, you know, tap us on the shoulder. Let us know you're there and you heard it here as well. Justin, thank you so much for sharing everything tonight. We're wishing you continued success. Good luck with the Josie nominations. We'll let everybody know how that goes as well.
I'm super excited. You have no idea how excited I am.
Well, likewise, and we appreciate you taking the time and joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. Like I said, you know, it's super cool to be on shows like this and have these opportunities to get in front of more people and share stories. That's what I do it for, to be honest.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Quarter Peep, who we got coming up next?
Yes, we have The Drive Home.
Looking forward to that, too. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a different sound, that should be a lot of fun with them as well. I think we're going to wrap up tonight's show. Once again, I want to thank our guest, Justin Judge. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Folks, we appreciate all the support you've been giving us. If you know more performers like Justin Judge that you think we should have on the show, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's where you can find us. If you want to know where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. We thank you for everything you've done and all that you've done for us. And hey, everybody, be good.